The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. We're doing something different today, aren't we? What the fuck are we doing?
Special edition, as our friend Scott Buchanan would say.
Special edition.
What burns my goat?
Except we're not burning any goats today.
Today we're doing hashtag hijack. The hashtag is... What is the hashtag?
I don't fucking know.
The Daily Show gone too far. What happened was last... Thursday, I think. I forget what day. The show, The Daily Show.
I guess you know what?
I guess you don't say the show.
Yeah, too many shows. I don't watch The Daily Show show.
Not a fan of political humor, really.
Here and there. But it's funny. It's a really good show that I don't watch.
Really good show.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to say I'm not a fan of
it. So anyways, we're going to
It's good. I kind of don't care.
We're going to enter in the middle of a bit about terrorist groups. So basically, there's a fake lady at the Pentagon.
No, she's a real lady. I don't think she's a fake lady.
There's a lady at the Pentagon pretending she's a reporter, talking about different terrorist groups in the Middle East.
And she mentions One Direction as being a terrorist group?
Yes.
Okay.
So here we go.
Now is from a newer organization that, as of like 5 hours ago, has broken away from Khorasan. They call themselves I'll Kill Ya All.
I'll Kill Ya... Y'all?
Y'all, John.
Y'all?
It's Arabic for you all.
Oh.
And John, they're not playing with toothpaste and clothing. They're hitting America where it hurts, exploding Starbucks gift cards. And John, I don't need to remind you that it's pumpkin latte season.
Those monsters!
I know, pure
monsters.
Evil. Pure evil. Mm. Plus, John, I'm hearing that they can detonate with their minds, John.
Their minds. Well, now I'm growing a little more skeptical.
Now,
why? It's true, John.
Do they have laugh tracks?
And they're not half as scary as Alpha Ack You Up.
Or is it like the usual shows where they kind of encourage people to laugh at the jokes?
Are you saying, what did you...
What? John, I'm saying Alpha Ack You Up.
Wait. Alpha Ack You Up?
Yeah.
Is that a new group?
Yeah.
Who are they?
They're a breakaway
usually there's like a, you know, there's
from
an,
I'll Kill You All.
An applause light.
I'll
and there's people who like encourage you before the show.
Right,
like,
gonna, I'll kill y'all. But now I'll fuck you up is the ultimate terror group.
Wait. Actually, John, they're the penultimate.
What?
Because just as you were talking, a new terrorist group just formed with one member each from ISIS, Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, One Direction, and the Zetas drug cartel.
What? A super group?
Yeah.
A super
group. So that's it.
That's the fucking
joke.
That's the fucking joke.
So it turns out, you know,
just mentioning their name.
Unbeknownst to the Daily Show writers, because they don't know shit about One Direction. It's just a funny line to throw out. Well, one of their members happens to be Muslim.
Oh, so he found that very hurtful.
I don't know if he... Well, yeah, they said they're not going to go on the Daily Show ever. Not the Daily Show gives a fuck.
Were they asking them to come on?
And the people, you know...
They're little pussy little fans there. Yeah, little punk.
They're on Twitter going crazy. You don't want to miss with us, what directioners, unless you want to get bullied in social media. The Daily Show gone too far.
Okay. I mean, the jokes were fine. I mean, I'm not laughing, but I mean, they were good. You know, well written.
That's not what this is about. Then this other person says, attack the Daily Show like terrorists. Daily Show's gone too far.
All right. Fucking punk little kids. No one gives a fuck about what you think. No one cares about your fucking opinion. In 10 years, you won't even care about your opinions.
Lucy PCD says, or at the Harry's Banana.
All right.
I think it's a reference to one of the One Directioners' cocks. Zayn is an amazing person, and people should think twice before speaking and judging someone. The Daily Show's gone too far.
Yeah.
She also adds in another tweet... How dare you call Zane a terrorist? By the way, who the fuck mentioned Zane?
No one knows who the fuck Zane is. Assuming just because he's a Muslim, he's a terrorist. That's on her, actually. She's the one making that leap. They said a member of One Direction. Could be anyone. There's plenty of people who are of non-Muslim descent who are part of terror groups, who are criminals. Meanwhile, she is just going to assume just because he's a Muslim, they must be talking about him, because obviously if anyone's going to be a terrorist in that group, it would be him.
I don't know. Now,
what kind of fan are
you, I know they're more popular in England than they are here, so...
They're pretty popular here. Come on.
But maybe maybe people here don't know that there's a... Who the fuck would know there's a Muslim in One Direction?
I didn't know, but it's not like I know a lot about that fucking group.
Anyways, Lucy PCD adds again, how dare you call Zane a terrorist when he's one of the nicest, most caring people in the world? And to prove it, here's what he's done. He's promised his mom as a kid he'd brought them a house.
Yeah, but lots of people, when they're kids...
He donated £500,000 to Comic Relief.
That's heavy. Shit.
Saved 100,000 lives.
What is he, like a firefighter?
How do you save 100,000 lives?
That doesn't make any sense. I mean,
if we win, I'm going to thank Mom, design, painted, donate a hug, children's hug. I don't know this. I don't know what's going on.
What is she fucking talking about? Either you can't read or she can't
write.
No,
I'm reading the way it says it.
Okay. This fucking skipper shit, man.
It finally reached a point where teenagers are more mature and open-minded than adults. The Daily Show's gone too far. Really? So the Daily Show responded on their Twitter, "Dear One Direction fans, we didn't know the band members' names, religions, hobbies, etc. Just knew they were popular, but not this popular."
You know what? The Daily Show writers should say, "Dear One Direction fans, learn to take a fucking joke.
Go fuck
yourselves. Good night."
Leah says, "Harry's Galaxy." You know these fucking you remember a couple weeks ago I was saying, don't make your identity some bullshit that has nothing to do with you.
I know.
Don't have all your social media handles fucking say whatever. There's a perfect example. Get your own fucking life.
I know. That tells me something about you. I know these are little kids.
I know. But it's still... They're supposed to be our future, aren't they? Not that I give a fuck.
Well, listen. In their defense, kids are always fucking dumb. I don't know when they stop being dumb, and sometimes they don't. They just become dumb adults.
When you were 14... What was your favorite thing to watch then?
Nothing.
Dream On? On HBO?
Because there were boobies.
It's some show, goofed on Dream On? Are you getting really pissed at
it? No, but I'm a bad example. Because, true. You know me. No, I don't like having... Yeah, I don't like interests or favorites or anything like that. I don't care about things like that, you know?
Anyway, Harry's Galaxy.
I'm not getting worked up over that kind of shit.
I hope the Daily Show realizes what a beautiful boy they've just made a mockery of.
He is... And dear... Oh, my God. I'm
never watching that show again.
Did you ever watch that show?
Will you?
Yeah. Ask.
I don't...
Tweeter. Click, 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 click.
It's weird. I'm thrown because her name's Leah, but they have a picture of a dude who I assume is in One Direction. But that's funny. They made a mockery. They didn't mention him.
I know. Just, I'm like, kids are fucking dumb. So that's why we don't pay attention to them. We don't pay attention to what kids say. They're fucking stupid. We all know that. They're just, you're fucking dumb kids.
Emma says, not exactly sure how calling someone a terrorist is a joke. I don't think anyone was called a terrorist.
Well, kind of. They didn't call anyone by name. It was a kind of a generality, but, you know.
Haley says... Quote, "It's a joke, calm down," end quote. Okay, so I can accuse you of being a terrorist because of your religion, and that's okay because it's a joke?
Actually, yeah.
The Daily Show gone too far.
Well, people don't understand what jokes are, really. And I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about anyone's fucking opinion. Don't care. If you know me, you know that. I wish I could be Hotshot Wizkid Mark in the real world. So I could tell people just to shut the fuck up. No one cares. You're an idiot. Your family fucking hates you. That's why they ignore you. That's why you're opening up your fucking trap all day here. Because no one in your real life wants to fucking listen to you. That's reality.
See, another person's arguing against, I don't know, nameless people. Quote, "They didn't say Zane's name," unquote. Actually, you can shut the fuck up, STFU, she says. You know damn well who they were talking about. Really? No, we didn't. Zayn is such a good person. He never did and never will do anything to deserve this. He's Muslim, not
and
a terrorist.
I've seen the fucking future. I know.
He's not part of a super terrorist group, don't you know?
I didn't know. I thought he... I saw this thing on The Daily Show. I thought he was. I thought he was, like, terrorist. I was scared he's going to be arrested.
This person... I don't even like One Direction, but saying Zayn is a terrorist really pisses me off.
I kind of don't believe you,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, there's no way you're not a fan of One Direction and you're pissed off about this. There's just no way. There's just no way.
As I said, don't fucking care, and you're a liar.
The world is so racist, it's disgusting. I'm a Muslim, I'm not terrorist.
I'm honestly
proud to be a Muslim.
Just because you say you're not a terrorist, I actually don't know you're not a fucking terrorist. Do you think Osama bin Laden, at some point in his life, said he wasn't a terrorist? Should we have believed him? He said he fucking wasn't. What do you want? Leave him dude alone. He said he wasn't a terrorist.
Again, he donated £500,000 for vaccines. He donated money for charity, which sounds kind of redundant. Give his mom a house. Now tell me Zayn is a terrorist.
He's housing mummies.
Because terrorists...
Mummies? They'll kill you.
Because terrorists don't send money back to their families and wherever the fuck they're from.
Yeah, that's actually how our government keeps track of terrorists, because there's a lot of people here who, they have businesses here, and they send money, they funnel money back to their home
the famous
in the
Buffalo
Middle East.
Six. That's
yeah,
what they did.
That's what they did. We were in the thick of it. In this area. I went to high school with the Buffalo Six. I graduated with those guys.
They sucked Mark's cock a couple times.
I'm like, one dude. One time.
This guy says, quote, Zayn is a terrorist? It was a joke? Well, no one is laughing, he says.
Actually, did you hear that fucking...
Somebody's laughing. I don't know.
I don't know if it was a laugh track
I don't know who's
or what.
Laughing because it wasn't all that funny. I agree with you there.
I mean, like I said...
It wasn't that funny of a bit.
I mean, the bit was fine. I mean, technically, I guess it was funny, but I really don't laugh at those things anyway. But, I mean, I could see it was funny. Well-written jokes and all.
If he's a terrorist, then I'm a terrorist. You're a terrorist. Everyone is a terrorist.
Fucking arrest everybody, I guess.
That's not true. They didn't say anyone's a fucking terrorist.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware. No one actually really said anything.
The brain power of these people is really questionable, is what I say.
No, it's not questionable. I know the answer. There's not much going on.
Zayn could literally buy The Daily Show if he wanted to, yet they actually have the nerve to call him a terrorist.
I don't know. Daily Show's pretty popular. They make a lot of money. I don't know. I mean, he has a lot of money, too. I'm not sure he could afford to buy it, though.
He's and one member sale? Of a band... And a lot of that money goes to, whoever the fuck's writing the songs.
Yeah, and the record company gets, most of that shit. I mean, they do a lot of touring to, get cash and everything. And they got, side projects going on, But, I don't know how much money he really has.
By the way, One Direction, they might not be terrorists, but they are crooks. Because they blatantly stole Bob O'Reilly from The Who for that song, Best Song Ever. And I've read arguments about this online. Some of the One Direction fans say... It's an homage. I say it's stealing, but...
Well...
To prove it here...
You know what? The thing is, it's an homage if up front you say it's an homage. Now, if you don't mention it, hoping that no one's gonna fucking notice, then it is stealing. After the fact, you're like, no, I didn't steal anything. It's an homage.
Well, let's play this for the fans who haven't heard either song or one. Let's see what you think by listening to this. So this is the One Direction song. Best song ever. This is Bob O'Reilly.
Not even fucking close.
That's a totally different song.
I know. Why would you even make that connection? You're reaching here, man. You're reaching.
No, it's ridiculous. Out here on the field.
As I said. You mentioned it beforehand. It's something. If you mention it after, you're just fucking backtracking. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe it's the crooks. Way she
walked. I guess their music's fine. It's not my thing, but they're pretty popular.
I thought you were One Directioner, Mark. I saw a lot of Although I see a lot of the hashtags all of a sudden coming from our Hacha WizKids account.
That's different.
You leave Zane alone.
No.
Just because he's a Muslim terrorist doesn't mean he's
a bad guy.
A bad guy.
Yeah, so what? He's a terrorist.
He bought his mom a house. Just because he kills children.
I know, so he blew up a school bus. I mean, he's a really nice guy. He vaccinated all those kids before he killed them. You didn't know that?
Just because he flew a plane into a few buildings, it's not a big deal.
I know.
He gave money to charity.
Yeah, I think he gets a pass.
You know,
they did a fucking break.
A rich person giving money to charity doesn't really impress me, honestly. Now, if you're sort of totally poor,
that's the thing. I mean, that is a popular argument. I mean, they say, like, you know, a guy who has billions donates $1 million. That doesn't mean shit to him. And meanwhile, a guy who has nothing donates $20, and that could fucking break him. I understand your point. Like, it hurts the poor guy more to do it, so maybe it means more, but this is fucking reality. $1 million is a fucking $1 million. I don't care if it didn't mean shit to that dude. It's still $1 million.
Alright, see?
And it's fucking $20.
Mark's the One Directioner, I told you.
Yeah, I am.
Alright, that's it for this. Hashtag hijack is over. HotshotWizKids.com. Hashtag us on Twitter, Facebook, that's Vine.
Is that as many places as you could hijack?
Snapchat. We're not on Snapchat, but whatever.
I'm in my personal life. Nothing to do with the show.
I don't want to see your penis, Mark.
You don't know that for a fact.
Speaking of that, Lily Allen
wants to see my penis.
Lily Allen claimed she was going to show off her third nipple on Snapchat. I don't know if she did or not.
No, I gotta follow her, to find her or something. I don't know.
At Lily Allen. HachaWizKids.com.
Yes, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.